Capilouto, along with University President James Ramsey, laid out the case for state support of post-secondary education before a House Budget Committee Thursday.
The key message I gave to them today, that the $280 million investment of state funds has yielded a return of $2.7 billion in an academic research and clinical enterprise. That you probably can't find a greater investment that has returned health services to the Commonwealth, a more educated workforce.
If Bashir's recommendations remain in place, cuts to universities will have totaled 17% since 2008. Asked whether the latest round of proposed cuts could further drive up the cost of tuition, Capilouto said that option could be on the table.
We're still in our budget planning stages. Access and affordability remains a priority for us. And certainly the amount of any kind of cut we would have to endure would have an impact on those decisions.
Among the suggestions made by lawmakers, asking athletics departments to contribute more to academics. Josh James, WUKY News.